Family Research Council's Tony Perkins, Trump Condemner: Christianity Today Has PC Worldview. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 20, 2019. The president of Family Research Council, FRC, says Christianity Today is applying a PC worldview to the political landscape, rather than a biblical one, in its condemnation of President Donald Trump. Tony Perkins has added his voice to those of other evangelical Christian leaders who have criticized CT for its editorial condemning Trump as profoundly immoral and urging his removal from office. Perkins tweeted Friday that, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, CT makes claims without evidence. "We've heard this before," Perkins said. "Christians should apply a biblical worldview, not a PC worldview, to the current political landscape. At real, Donald Trump's robust record on life and religious liberty speaks for itself." Perkins cited a post by David Clausen, director of FRC's Christian Ethics and Biblical Worldview, who observed the highly polarized political atmosphere in America, and the temptation for many Christians to simply withdraw from the messy world of politics. Clausen urges, however, in a publication titled Biblical Principles for Political Engagement, Worldview, Issues, and Voting, "As those called to honor God in every area of their life, Christians are called to submit everything to the Lord, including their political engagement. We must engage, but we must engage biblically. As Christians, this requires, no more, but no less, that we be prepared to grapple with the reality of our two-party system and be willing to follow our political theology to its logical end by voting for candidates and parties that support the clear biblical values outlined in this publication." Reverend Franklin Graham also defended Trump, noting that his father, Reverend Billy Graham, the founder of CT, voted for Trump. "My father knew Donald Trump, he believed in Donald Trump, and he voted for Donald Trump," Graham wrote on Facebook early Friday. "He believed that Donald J. Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation." Similarly, Jerry Falwell Jr. tweeted his criticism of CT for its editorial calling for Trump's removal from office, asserting the publication has revealed itself as the same liberal evangelicals who voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. "Less than 20% of evangelicals supported at Hillary Clinton in 2016, but now Ant magazine has removed any doubt that they are part of the same 17% or so of liberal evangelicals who have preached social gospel for decades." CT Unmasked. Falwell wrote.